Hello and welcome to this GCSE English Language Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important skills in your OCR exam, understanding writer's purpose, audience, and perspective. Now I know what you're thinking. Perspective? Isn't that just what the text is about? Well, not quite. And that's exactly the mistake that costs students marks. Today, we're going to crack open this skill and show you exactly what examiners are looking for when they ask about a writer's perspective. This topic appears in both Paper 1 and Paper 2. In Paper 1, Question 4 asks you to compare how two writers convey their different perspectives. That's worth 16 marks. In Paper 2, Question 4 asks you to evaluate how a writer conveys their viewpoint. Another big chunk of marks, so getting this right is absolutely crucial for your grade. Let's dive in. First things first. What exactly is a writer's perspective? Think of it this way. The perspective is not what the writer is writing about, it's how they feel about it. It's their attitude, their viewpoint, their opinion. Are they angry, sympathetic, critical, nostalgic, sarcastic, admiring? Here's a key distinction that examiners love to see. Let's say you're reading a text about climate change. Describing the topic is easy. This text is about climate change, but that earns you nothing. What the examiner wants is, the writer is deeply concerned about climate change and adopts an urgent, almost desperate tone to persuade readers to act immediately. See the difference? You've identified the attitude, not just the content. Now let's talk about the three key elements you need to master: purpose, audience, and perspective. Purpose is why the writer is writing. Are they trying to inform you, persuade you, entertain you, advise you? Each purpose shapes the methods they use. Audience is WHO the writer is writing for. A text aimed at teenagers will use different language, tone, and examples than one aimed at business executives or elderly readers. Examiners want you to spot how the writer tailors their approach to suit their audience. Perspective is the writer's viewpoint or attitude toward their subject. This is where you analyze the tone. Is it formal or informal? Serious or humorous? Passionate or detached? Here's the golden framework you need to memorize. What, how, why? What is the writer's perspective? Name it precisely. Don't just say sad. Say melancholic or grief-stricken or wistful. Precision earns marks. How is it conveyed? This is where you analyze methods. Word choice, imagery, sentence structure, tone. Quote short, specific examples. Why is it effective? What effect does it have on the reader? Does it persuade them, move them emotionally, make them question their assumptions? Let me give you an example. Imagine a writer describing their childhood home. They might write, "The sun-drenched fields stretched endlessly, and the scent of lavender hung in the air like a gentle embrace." What is the perspective? The writer feels nostalgic and affectionate about their childhood. How is it conveyed? Through sensory imagery, sun-drenched, scent of lavender, gentle embrace. The language is soft and warm. The sentence structure is flowing and expansive, mirroring the endlessly stretching fields. Why is it effective? It makes the reader feel the warmth and longing, creating an emotional connection to the writer's memory. That's a level 4 response right there. Now, let's talk about comparison, because Paper 1, Question 4 is all about comparing two writers' perspectives. The key mistake students make is writing about text A, then writing about text B, and then adding a sentence at the end like, "both writers talk about nature." That's a bolt-on comparison, and it won't get you into the higher levels. Instead, you need to integrate your comparison throughout. Use comparative connectives. Whereas, in contrast, similarly, conversely, both writers. Make sure every paragraph is comparing the perspectives, not just the content. Here's a structure that works. Start with, writer A presents a critical and cynical view of modern technology, whereas writer B adopts an optimistic and enthusiastic tone. Then analyze how each writer uses methods to convey their perspective, always linking back to the comparison. Right, let's talk about what goes wrong in the exam and how to avoid it. Common mistake number 1, feature spotting without analysis. Students write things like, "the writer uses a metaphor." That's not enough. You need to say, "the writer uses the metaphor of a ticking time bomb to convey their sense of urgency and impending disaster, making the reader feel anxious and compelled to act." Common mistake number 2, confusing the narrator with the writer. In fiction texts, the narrator is a character. Don't assume the narrator's perspective is the same as the writer's unless you have clear evidence. Common mistake number three, not embedding quotations. Long block quotes waste time and don't show selection skills. Instead, embed short, punchy phrases. The writer's use of the aggressive verb devours conveys their anger. Common mistake number four, ignoring the question focus. If the question asks how the writer conveys their perspective on the importance of community, every point you make must link back to community. Don't drift into talking about other themes. Now, here are my top exam tips. Tip one, read the opening and closing lines first. Writers often signal their perspective most clearly at the start and end of a text. Tip two, annotate tone words as you read. Circle words that reveal attitude. Outrageous, delightful, appalling, inspiring. These are your clues. Tip three, time management. For an 8-mark question, spend about 10 minutes. For a 16-mark question, spend about 20 minutes. Don't overrun. Tip four, use subject-specific terminology. Words like tone, register, rhetoric, juxtaposition, cyclical structure. Show the examiner you know your stuff. All right, let's test your memory. I'll ask a question and you pause the podcast and answer it out loud. Ready? Question one, what's the difference between the topic of a text and the writer's perspective? Question two, what does the what, how, why framework stand for? Question three, name three comparative connectives you should use in paper one, question four. Question four, what's the difference between a bolt-on comparison and an integrated comparison? Question five, why should you avoid long block quotations? How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, rewind and listen to that section again. Let's wrap up. Understanding writer's purpose, audience, and perspective is all about moving beyond what the text says to how the writer feels and why they've made specific choices. Use the what, how, why framework. Identify the perspective precisely. Analyze the methods used to convey it. Explain the effect on the reader. For comparison questions, integrate your analysis throughout using comparative connectives. Don't bolt it on at the end. Avoid feature spotting. Always link methods to effects. And remember, examiners reward precision, analysis, and focus. Every sentence you write should be earning you marks. You've got this. With practice and the right approach, you can absolutely nail this skill. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks for listening.